I'll begin my talk this morning by reading one of Shinran's Pure Land Wasan. This Wasan expresses the realization that we receive through the guidance of Amida Buddha. この Shinran Shonin の Jodo Wasan を拝読します。合唱をお願いします。I invite you to join me in 合唱。When a person realizes the mind of non-discrimination, that attainment is the state of regarding each being as one's only child. This is none other than Buddha nature. We will awaken to it on reaching the land of peace.
平等心の得る時を一時時と名付けたり、一時時は仏性なり、安養に至りて悟るべしと、ナマンダーブツ、ナマンダーブツ、ナマンダーブツ、ナマンダーブツ、ナマンダーブツ。
Once again, I welcome you all to our senior gathering for the April, month of April, 4月の senior gathering のようこそのご参加でございます。This past week, my parents were visiting here. They came out for another visit. This time they flew, they didn't drive. And so they had lots of energy when they arrived. And they worked very hard in the garden the whole time that they were here. Every day they went out in the garden. If you go by our house now, you'll see that they even were able to get a actually very generously donated by the Golden Nursery. We got a nice Japanese maple for the yard, and so they planted a Japanese maple in our front yard. Those of you who passed through Fiesta Gardens may get a chance to admire the tree. That's all my parents' hard work. And they cleaned up the front. We have a kind of a little one side of our yard kind of up against the garage. We had a little patch of dirt where we could garden. And each time they come and they plant something there, and then we don't do anything to it the whole time they're gone. And so whatever survives, you know, due to our neglect, then that stays. And then they try to plant something else. So this last time they planted a bunch of vegetables, and we have a very active gopher population in our yard. So the gophers ate a lot of the vegetables that they planted. They would be there one day, and then it was like a Bugs Bunny cartoon. They would just disappear down the hole. And so when they came this time, they planted lavender there on one side of the house in the hope that that would sort of discourage the gophers from eating all our plants. そしては、ホリネズミがっていうものを庭にあるんですけど、まあ、両親がこのミネソタから来て一生懸命庭で、母がそのガーデニングが好きですから一生懸命庭で頑張ってて、まあ、ホリネズミがいるので、こうラベンダーを植えて、それがホリネズミを避けると言われますね。And in the back of our yard, a few of our bushes have a lot of aphids. You know, aphids are those little tiny bugs, and they make the leaves really sticky and keep the plants from thriving. そしてまあ、aphid という小さいなんか、まあ、赤蜘蛛とかとも言うんですけど、それがちょっと木が元気にならないようにこう葉っぱにいるんですけど、So my parents decided that you know, we could try a kind of organic solution since we have small children, rather than spraying lots of toxic, you know, pesticide on the plants. They would try a special kind of natural way, and so they got some praying mantises. You can get a little pod of praying mantises. So they got a couple of these pods of praying mantises to deal with the aphids. So when they hatch, then they eat up all the aphids. そしてこうカマキリを飼って、そういう赤蜘蛛を食べるように、なんかこうたくさんの毒のあるこういうものを使わずに、そうカマキリを入れて、カマキリが出てきたら、そういう赤蜘蛛をみんな食べると言われますね。So we got the praying mantises, and our son, our oldest son, loves bugs. He loves insects. まあ、長男が虫が大好きですね。 And so even in our house, we try not to kill bugs. うちの中でも虫を殺さないような方針があるんですね。This has been kind of a custom of mine for many years. I don't like to kill insects. It drives my wife nuts. Because there are some insects she will not tolerate in the house, and so she gets the fly swatter. But with my son and I, we do a capture and release program at our house. そして虫を捕まえて外に逃がすこと多いですね。You know, and some bugs are harmless, like spiders, but you know, anytime my son sees a bug, he likes to capture it, and we let it go outside. そして何の虫が家に入ってもとりあえず捕まえて家に、ね、逃がすという習慣が私の家にありますね。And, you know, I think of this as kind of a nice Buddhist practice that we have. まあこれはもう仏教徒としてふさわしい行いかなと私が思いますね。You know, I think that as this wasan that I read, that when we realize this mind of non-discrimination, we regard each being as our only child. We try to take care not to take any life.そして、まあ、こういう一心地という、みんながすべての生きているものが自分のたった一人の子供としての扱いをするという、見教えですね。仏教の、心を開いたら、そういう、すべての生き物を大事にすることですね。それはまさにこういう仏様のようなものになるんですね。And so this is kind of our policy, and you know, up to this point, I've been sort of priding myself on the fact that we're so kind to insects at our house.
そして今までに、まあ正直言いますと、この、虫に優しい家庭であることをちょっと自慢しているところでした。
However, now that we have these praying mantises in the backyard, I realized something. I realized that where I used to see the little ants and the little various small insects in the backyard and try to take care not to harm them. Now I see them and I see praying mantis food because the praying mantises have to eat to survive.
そして、まあ、今はこの、今まではこういう小さなアリとか小さな虫を見たら、これが、まあ、なるべくそう踏まないように気をつけようとしたんですけど、今はその虫を見たらこれカマキリの餌として見えるんですね。カマキリが食べないと大きくならないからね。
And so I realized that I have this desire to see these praying mantises get bigger and get healthier, and so I can't see all life as equal anymore.
そしてこのカマキリが大きくなってほしいから、そのみんな平等に見ることができないんですね。そのアリが食べて、カマキリがアリを食べてほしいと思います。
So I hope that the ants will get eaten by the praying mantis, so that the praying mantis will get bigger.
そしてこういうアリが食べられて、カマキリが大きくなること、今願ってる心、今気づいたんですね。
And so, even though I, you know, often like to think of ourselves as, I think of myself as, oh, I'm this Buddhist minister, try to be compassionate and kind, that deep down, you know, I still have my own ideas.Of which life is more important. Of course, my own children. You know, I want to see them enjoy these praying mantises. I want to see them be healthy and happy. And so, you know, if it's one or the other, of course, I'm going to give preference to my own children.
そして、まあ、こうみんな平等に見るよりは、もちろん私、自分の子供が大事だと思ってしまうことがありますね。
And this is a natural, the heart of a human being.
これはまあ人間の心ですね。しょうがなく人間はみんなこういうふうに生きているものを考えます。
Of course, as parents, we naturally have a preference for our own children.
そしてまあ子供は自然に自分の子供、自分の孫が大切だというのは、これはまあ当たり前のようなことですね。
At the same time, when we live guided by the teachings of the Buddha, we try to see all life as equal. We try to treasure each and every life.
しかしながら、こういう、まあ、仏様の御教えをいただくものは、まあ、なるべくみんな、まあ、平等に、なるべくみんな、すべての命を大切にすることが、仏様の御教えからいただく、お導きですね。
And yet, we're not able to realize that perfectly in this life. But that doesn't mean we give up. Because we know that eventually, through the guidance of the Buddha, through birth in the Pure Land of Amida Buddha, that we will be able to perfect, realize this perfect heart of seeing each and every living being as our own only child.
そしてこういう仏様の、まあ、導きによって南無阿弥陀仏の念仏をいただきながら暮らすと、まあ、将来にお浄土に往生してそこで生まれたらこういうすべての生きているものは自分の一人子を大切にすることができるということですね。
And so we live our lives as humans. We have our natural preferences, our natural tendencies, and yet those of us who live in the Nembutsu live a life that is guided in the direction of this perfect realm of indiscriminate thing, of non-discriminating thinking, of a mind that can treasure all life equally. And that's the direction of our lives.
そして私たちはもう普通の人間でありながらこういう全ての生き物を完全に大切にする心、それは私たちの人生の方向、そういうふうになるように生きていくのがお念仏の生き方ですね。
And so living in the Nembutsu, we live our lives as those who will one day perfect that life of being able to care for each being perfectly.
そして全ての生き物を大切にするように、それはお念仏の、生き方ですね。
So I'll conclude by once again reading this wonderful poem of Shinran Shonin.
そして最後にこう Shinran Shonin のご和さんをもう一回拝読して終わりたいと思います。
I invite you to join me in Gassho.
Gassho をお願いします。
When a person realizes the mind of non-discrimination, that attachment is the state of regarding each being as one's only child. This is none other than Buddha nature. We will awaken to it on reaching the land of peace.
平等心のうる時を一子寺と名付けたり、一子寺は仏性なり、安寧に至りて悟るべしと。
ナマンバブツ。
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 ナマンバブツ。ナマンバブツ。ナモアミダブツ、ナモアミダブツ、ナマンダブツ、ナマンダブツ、ナマンダブツ、ナマンダブツ、ナマンダブツ。